黒にちは。Interesting, it do be interesting. How goes? Yeah, the music just stops. Yeah, it would have been nice if there was some music playing in the background, but I mean, happens, I suppose. You still cleaning? I'm good. Like, I don't know, I'm getting kind of anxious, I guess. 'Cause I don't know, it's such like a big thing. What did I eat? I didn't eat anything yet. How are the noises? The noises are noises. They are very noises. Yeah, it hasn't, the surgery hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen within the next few days. And yeah, like I have to start fasting too. And know. Nervous. But that's enough about me. How are you? How long is the procedure? I think it'll be around 5 hours. Oh, it's gonna be like full body anesthetics. Yeah, and I'm gonna be hospitalized for a few days, and they told me I wouldn't be able to, I guess, sleep while lying down. Yeah, so I have to sit up. Yeah. I know, I've been hearing all these like scary stories. Now I'm like, ugh. Ugh. Oh. Did you stock up on liquids? Yeah, I did. I did. 'Cause I'm gonna be living off of that for a while. Don't freak yourself out. I know. I know. I'm not. And then the doctor was telling me that I should eat and do whatever I want while I still can. So that's not ominous at all. What have I been eating? I ate noodles. Noodles. Then I had cake, and I'm gonna have some more cake. Cronies last supper. I was joking about that actually. Yeah. Like, yep, this is Cronies last supper. What kind of cake? New York cheesecake. 'Cause that's my favorite. It yum. Yummers. Oh, aquatic. Oh, my friend got surgery for TMJ. She said it was so worth it. No more migraines or jaw pains. That would be nice. That would be real nice. Cake shakes? I've never heard of that. So you'll have someone taking care of you. I'll be hospitalized, so yeah, they'll be taking care of me since those like few days are gonna be pretty critical, I'm assuming. 2 or 3 days. Cake shakes are popular in Chicago. Ooh. Are they gonna put you in a wheelchair? Honestly, I'm not sure, but I've never been hospitalized before, so this is gonna be an interesting experience. Oh, God, I just hope that I don't say anything stupid as I wake up from the anesthetics or something. Oh, no, it won't happen. I'm just worrying. I'm just a worry wart. I just worry too much. Tee-hee. Have someone record you. No, I don't. I don't think I can. Akudo Nichiwa. Like the moment I wake up, I'm the warden of time, and then it's literally gonna be that meme. Like, okay, grandma, let's get you to bed. It's like I'm really gonna be living that life. Like, I'm the warden of time. Yes, grandma. Oh, that's gonna be interesting. You might get put in a psych ward. Well, they don't have that. Well, if that's the case, everyone who's put under anesthetics shouldn't end up in the psych ward. But that hasn't happened too much. I'm a VTuber. Do you know what a VTuber is? Do you want to watch my Minecraft Let's Plays? I'm kind of a big deal. It's like, okay, Grandma. Cool story. Man. Well, good thing is, nobody's gonna believe me. They'll just think that I'm just really, really crazy. On the for like on the outside, I don't look too crazy, but the inside, a bit quirky. Yeah, but I really do wonder how the full body anesthetic's gonna be, 'cause like, do you just close your eyes and wake up, and everything's over, Like, what's it gonna be? I don't know. The experience is gonna be so strange. Wakes up and says, "Teehee, teehee." Basically, like, there's no, like, short time frame, like, feeling like you're in limbo for an hour before waking up. Is it just closing your eyes and waking up and everything's over? Oh, you're finally awake. It's like a little disconnecting. I see. 'Cause I've been under anesthetics before, but it wasn't a full one. Yeah, I remember. 'Cause I had to be somewhat conscious. Yeah, so I got woken up later on. I don't know if it was the anesthetics wearing off or I don't really know, but it felt like you're going into a tube and like speeding down a slide. It's like a very loopy experience for sleep. I wouldn't really consider it sleep. I don't know how to describe it. Feels like you're going down a tube. Like wee, and then there are like bunch of other tubes like going down, same as you or something. Like that's how it feels. That's called being born. I don't know, but like no, like like a water slide. It feels like a water slide. Like you're going down a water slide. It's like wee, and like you keep just like going the fast-paced water slide, insane speed, and then it starts slowing down, and then you wake up, and then you're just still there. On the table. So, like, I don't know. I don't know if full body anesthetics is gonna be like that, like going down the tube kind of experience. Yeah. That's such a unique description. I mean, that's because it is a unique description. It's a unique experience for well, what am I saying? It's a unique description for a unique experience. Yeah. Tell us after the surgery, not a death flag. Thank you, I will. Man. Whatever she's on, I want some. No! No, but really? Come on! Tell them, am I out of the simulation when you wake up? Well, I actually don't know how they're going to respond to that, but they'll really think that I'm crazy, so I don't want to do that. Yeah. Still less death flags than a Fire Emblem parent. This is true. I'm just kind of worried too, 'cause like, what if my, Like, what if my what if I slur more or something? Like, what if I don't speak as clear or something? I don't know. I'm just worried because it's just like, yeah, I should stop worrying. I know, nothing's gonna change with me worrying. I know. Just been kind of worried lately. It's gonna be fine. I mean, I'm surrounded by experts. Yeah. It's fine, and like, I just need to walk around more and get some exercise and get the swelling down, and then do some practices, jaw exercises. Don't worry about it too much. Only 2 out of 10 people die in this kind of stuff. It's very comforting. Well, at least the chances are low. Thank you. I mean, it would have been better if it was like 2 out of 10,000 people or something, or 100,000, but yeah. Those are good odds. Yeah, those are good odds. I have like 80% chance that I'll make it through. Yeah, that's optimistic. Oh, 2 out of 5. That's a lie. You're lying. You're lying. And besides, like, the chances are still pretty good. Make sure you save your game beforehand, of course. Like, okay, see, even in Fire Emblem, for example, you get like a 3% chance of getting a role that you want. But I almost always get the units that I want. So, like, if 3% chance is that high, then, like, my chances of surviving is high. I also have streaming luck. Yeah. Yeah. Then 80% is super high, right? Yeah. Wait, why would I stream it? Are you crazy? No, I wouldn't stream it. Oh my God. I'm not gonna stream this surgery. That's insane. That's gory. I don't think that's meant for YouTube or anywhere else. Then how do you get the streamer luck? I'll just wing it. God, wouldn't that be a thing? Chat backseating the surgery, being like, "Oh, that's not how you cut it." You're supposed to cut it like diagonally, not like horizontally. That's wrong. And then imagine if the doctor actually listens to Chat's advice. That'd be really bad. Wow. You died for sure then. And the bone saw skill is so amateur. Oh, this is gonna be like Surgeon Simulator. Dude, that's amazing. Oopsie. Oh, can we super chat the doctor though? I don't think. How would that even work? I'm so confused. And then, God, I can't even wake up in the middle of my surgery and go, "Hey, chat, red light," and then pass out again. Well, how would that work? You can still live without lungs, right? Dude, how did he even jump to lungs all of a sudden? It's like focused on your jaw, not your lungs. That's like going way too far. Like, he should be fired. Wake up through sheer force of will. That's right. That's how it works. Like, full body anesthetics, I'll just wake up. Oh God, it would be so disgusting if I wake up in the middle of the surgery. Ew. Oh God, how would I even talk if my jaw is like in a bloody mess? Ugh, ew. Disgusting. That sounds like a horror movie. I have, yeah. I think I have seen what was it? Let me look it up for a second. Suddenly remembering something. I think I remember watching this one video where surgeons were watching like gory movies or something, and they were like, "Oh, this ain't so bad. I've seen worse," or something. Was it a video? Or was it an article? I don't remember. But I was like thinking, "Oh my God, that is pretty terrifying. Holy moly." Yeah, hey, this score is unrealistic. Sounds like one of those expert reacts. It's probably one of those, I think. Ignorance is bliss. It is bliss. It is bliss, all right. But yeah, I've been trying to enjoy as much food as possible. Doing some karaoke and just practicing since I won't be able to practice much singing. And just looking up jaw exercises so that I can recover fast and yeah. Ugh. How long do you think you'll need to recover? I think they told me it really depends. But normally it should be like a near full recovery is gonna be 3 months, but being somewhat functional is gonna be a month. You can still talk, was what I've been told. Yeah. But like, I can still talk immediately. It's just not gonna sound clear. But around the month period, it's gonna be good, if not less. They say it really depends. But if I just walk around a lot, exercise, keep the swelling down, do jaw exercises, like, I think I can recover pretty quickly. I think it'd be possible. I think I can do it. What even are jaw exercises? You just need to open your mouth, 'cause it's gonna be hard to open them for the first couple of weeks, I heard. Yeah. And I think I can be back. I think I'll be back like within a month, 'cause I'm built different. And also, I'm pretty sure most people wouldn't be so eager to get back into talking and whatever as much as I want to. So I think my recovery will be faster than average. Oh man. Last time you said you were built different, you got a dry socket. Well, that was then. This is now. Things are different. Times are changing. Man. If only I got this surgery done last week or so, I wouldn't have to feel so pressured. Now I have like a week less for prep. Man, whatever. Yeah, you just work with what you have, honestly. That's whatever. Ugh. Why'd it get delayed? 'Cause they were like, oh, actually, after screening, realized that you had like a slightly more bigger issue than we had initially thought. So, gonna need some more prep time. So I was like, oh, wonderful. Oh, just what I wanted. Yeah. It's way more messed up than we thought. Yeah, but it's the EN law. This applies to IRL. Yeah. It's whatever. Whatever. It good.
It is what it is. Yeah. But, I did want to update you guys since my update game is kind of not that good. So I've been working on that, and I hope it somewhat shows. I mean, that's not much, but like, I didn't want to worry you guys too much. So, ow, I popped a bone. Oh, thanks for the pee update. Of course, man. My pleasure. Yeah. I thought that was a necessary update. And you guys worry too much. Like, I mean, you guys are obviously playing it up for just the sake of being dramatic, right? Right? That's what you guys are trying to do. Right? Right. So right. You guys are just playing it up for entertainment purposes. Yeah. 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 It's all good. You guys are fine. Oh, man. It is getting hot. It is burn it up in here. Oh boy. If something happens, can I have your Faye account? No. Are you crazy? I'm not gonna give it to you. I'm not gonna give it to anyone. Ugh. Got any good games for your recovery? Ooh, I thought you'd never ask. Well, okay, so there are some games that I have to finish, like Monster Hunter Stories, and then what else do I have? I have Splatoon. Hoping to finish the campaign if I can, because I didn't really start on that. And then, what else? The thought about playing more of Fire Emblem Engage, but I don't know if I should save that for stream or not. Dilemmas. But I do have a lot of games, so I'll probably focus on the other ones. My backlog must be huge. I gotta finish them. Like, they're all close to being finished. I thought about picking up Kirby too, the Forgotten Land, so that I can fight the big boss. The whatever boss. And then I wanted to one hand clapping. I have to do that one too. And then Slime Rancher, they had a new update, which was really cool. They have a snow biome. I thought that was pretty awesome. And I gotta finish that. Surely your Steam library is full of games that you haven't played. Yeah, my friend has actually gifted me some new games. So I was like, oh dear, you are so kind, my friend. Oh no. I've been finishing the games that you've been sending me, and you've sent me more. That's fine. First world problems. Ever heard of Barotrauma? Yeah, I've heard. I heard it's a good multiplayer game. I have it in my library. I got it when it was on sale since it's for multiplayer, so I was like, ooh, that'd be fun. So I got that. Only 24 hours in the day, sadly. I mean, not exactly. 24 hours is just, you know what I'm gonna say, it's just a social construct. You don't really know exactly how many hours during the day that we have, or whether the world functions. Like, you don't know if the world actually functions based on hours, you know? Maybe it's not 60 minutes. Maybe a minute isn't even a thing. Seconds? Is that a thing? Why else do you think time is a concept? I keep going back to this. What do you think? What do you think time is a concept? Maybe it's because it's created by humanity. It's just constructed so that things will be more convenient. But hours and minutes and seconds, do they really exist? Like, are there really 24 hours during the day? What if it's like 35 hours or something? You know? 35 hours. Or like 36.4 hours. Or something. Do you exist? I mean, why else do you think I have existential crisis once every few months? It's, you know, 3 a.m. shower thoughts. Your doctor is a surgeon, not a psychologist. I know. I know. But still. Do months exist? Probably not. Are there 7 days a week? Probably not. Like, we only made it 7 days a week because we just felt like it. But in fact, it can be 9 days a week, 10 days a week. But we just opted for seven, because why not? See, if someone else came up with how many days during the week and they decided to opt for 10 days, then that would have been a week. And if people ever thought, oh, let's make it 7 days a week, people would go, whoa, that's a terrible idea. Or, whoa, that's amazing. Let's go with that. Let's not go with that. So, yeah. But is Sunday the start of the week? I consider Monday to be the start of the week. Yeah. But, like, initially, I used to make my calendar based off of started it from Sunday, 'cause if you look at the calendar on your computer, it says the start of the week is on Sunday. So I was like, heck, why not? And then I kept doing it. And then I realized that it's kind of a headache to account for What am I saying? Yeah, to count for Sunday. I was like, yeah, no. I'm just gonna do Monday. The start of the week is Sunday, otherwise it wouldn't be a weekend. I don't understand. Weekend. So, like, Saturday is a weekend? Or is Sunday the weekend? Huh? It's on one of the ends. Both of them are. Yeah. So see, this all goes back to my point in that time is a social construct. And if people tell me, well, for the warden of time, you're not very good with time. It's because time is a social construct, and you can make time however you make it out to be. A year, 365 days in a year could, in fact, be 600 days, 200 days. And 365 days are only considered to be normal because we decided to settle for that. Not we, you guys, you as humanity. It's not me, it's not my fault. Conspiracy theorist. That's right. During the times that I've been away, not only have I been preparing for my surgery, but I've been cooking up some conspiracy theories. Didn't Needy Girl Overdose have that conspiracy theory streams or something? Are you why conspiracy theories? I mean, why not? 'Cause I can. Yeah. Ugh. Oh, but on a side note, did you guys hear the Valentine's Day thing? Did I ask this before? I forget. I don't think I did. You did? Yay! Tee-hee. Hee-hee-hee. Thank you. I'm glad. Yeah. Oh, you listened to the voice back? Ha 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 ha! Yeah, that was the thing. Ha 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 ha! Woo! Yeah, I mean the tay-tay, that's not gonna happen too often. It's a rare treat, so don't get used to it though. So yeah, no.
It's wolf spoilers. I didn't even say anything. I didn't say anything. God. Like, I've said this before, but some of you guys will flip out if I just say I breathed. And then you would say, oh my god, I was gonna do the same thing. How could you do that? OMG spoilers. Ugh. See, I'm gonna breathe now. And guess what? I'm gonna exhale too. I'm so sorry. But I'm not. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for spoiling it. It's just that it was just too breathtaking. Yeah, I am one of a kind. What do you mean? Ugh, you ugh. Can I have some of your oxygen? Well, no, because that's going to be carbon dioxide. Oxygen isn't something that you can possess, because it's pretty much public domain, public property. But now carbon dioxide, you produce your own unique carbon dioxide. So unless you want my carbon dioxide, which I don't really know why, sure, if you can find it. Are you the warden of chemistry now? No, I actually hate chemistry. I despise chemistry. Don't you dare talk about chemistry. Chemistry was very, not very fun. It was fun. I'll say that much. When I was able to come up with names for the chemicals, like, you know, what was it? Sodium bicarbonate or something. I don't really know. But, like, things like that. And then it just went downhill. By, like, which liquid is in excess, and the half-life, blah blah blah, and all that. Very, very terrible. Wait. Yeah, it's just, what a life. Give me a second, though. Okay. Oh, it is so hot. Oh, I gotta turn down the heater or something soon. I'm gonna die. But yeah. I guess I have to go now. But it's been good catching up to you guys. And, yeah, hope you guys are doing well, being productive, fixing your sleep schedule, doing your homework, go exercise, touch grass, or whatever.
Yeah. You best be on your best behavior. Yada, yada, yada. But you're all grown up. You know what to do. What do you mean, encore? I don't think you guys understand how conversations work. You don't just approach people and talk to them, and then they're saying, "Well, I gotta go soon." You don't just tell them encore. That is insane behavior. You need to improve on your social skills. Yeah, no, you don't say that. I'd run away if I heard that. Yeah, there are some things that are okay. Like maybe at a concert, but you don't say that during a conversation. That's just weird. That is unhinged behavior. It would be interesting though. Could try it. Do try it with someone that you know, not with a total stranger. I don't want to ruin your life. But anyway. Oh, it's working, isn't it? Oh, you're right. It is working. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go now. And well, with that, kudoyasu me. And yeah, I'll see you guys around when I'm around. Yeah. Be good.